Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I just got done driving my route, and I was thinking of this whole what is hashtag, thanks to Bernie, tap gold. And I was thinking, what is a bus driver? Well, a bus driver, somebody like me, who can multitask, for one, who has to know the laws, the state laws of driving in the, you know, in the state that they're operating their vehicle. They have to know how to inspect the vehicle before you even step foot on the vehicle. And that's all through the state of Illinois, through the government. A bus driver is somebody who has to know how to read a route sheet, especially a substitute like me, how to read a route sheet with one hand, because you're holding the route sheet, looking down at the route sheet, turning in the wheel, trying to make sure that you don't clip the car that came too close to the stop sign and didn't give you enough room. And you have to be able to listen as you're turning the corner, listening to Bobby in the back, you know, threatening to beat up the kid after school or when he gets off the bus stop. A bus driver is somebody who has to inspect their vehicle before and after each trip. You have to know what to look for. There's my yearly refresher course is in June this year. If I don't pass, I don't drive. It's the law. You have to know, you know, how to handle what to do with the railroad crossings. You have to know how to... There's even a procedure for loading kids on the bus. A lot of drivers don't do it, but you have to know it. They're not supposed to run out in front of the bus, even though the stop arm's out and the extended arm is out. They're supposed to make eye contact with you, the driver, and you're supposed to point them across, to wave them across, because you're supposed to be able to look at traffic and to know that it's safe for them to cross on a busy street. You have to be able to know how to evacuate the bus in case of an emergency. You have to make teachers aware of children that you may have a concern about. If a child comes, you know, in the dead of winter and they don't have a winter coat and they're not wearing socks and they don't have any boots and, you know, they look like they haven't taken a bath in a week, then that would be something that you would have to know as a concern. You have to... I'm trying to think. What else? Know the rules of the road. But it's more complicated than that. You know, you have to... And inspecting the vehicle, you have to know, like, the PSI, if you have a bus with air brakes. You have to know your tire treads, the depth of the tire treads. You have to know what you can drive safely and what you can't. Because if you are driving a vehicle that is unsafe, that is your reputation as a driver. That is your driver's license that, you know, you threw away. What else is a bus driver? A bus driver is somebody, possibly sometimes, the first person that a child sees in the morning. So you have to say good morning, even though they may not say good morning, you know, or goodbye. You don't know what their home life is like. So I always say good morning. Half of them are asleep, but still, you know, it's me acknowledging their presence on the bus. You have to enforce the bus rules. No gum, no candy, no drinking, no swearing, no standing up, no moving around the bus when the bus is in motion. What else is a bus driver? Somebody who listens to the kids when they tell you, you know, that their sister fell down and broke her arm, or that they sold their favorite horse, or their parents are getting a divorce, or their brother got their driver's license. Because a lot of times in the afternoon, that's the stuff that I hear. So yeah, what is a bus driver? A bus driver is me. Yep, me. And I kind of like it. Sometimes I just want to strangle those little chidrens.